The one who made you doesn't give you the people you want. He gives you the people you need to help you, to hurt you, to leave you, to love you, to break you down, to build you up, all to make you into the person you were meant to be. My guess is 82% of you reading these words are experiencing one of the above. There's an old expression, can't see the forest for the trees. And in the midst of losing a friend or feeling broken down or hurting, it seems impossible to see the value or benefit unless you remember the purpose of life. This life, tell you what, it's not here to make you and me comfortable. Have you noticed how old and lifeless comfort eventually becomes? And it's not here to keep you and me from hurting. Have you noticed that pain is necessary to really, really internalize a lesson or a gift of learning? I can assure you, God did not make this life to break you down any more than doing push-up is meant to tear your muscles down. But you see, tearing those muscles down a bit, yeah, that's a part of building them back stronger. Whatever challenge you're facing right now, my friend, do this. Flip your focus onto what God is doing for you, not to you. Get keenly aware of the journey that you're on. It's not one of eliminating risks and discomfort. No, no. Although we try. It's one of receiving things that we didn't ask for and allowing them to lift us up to a bigger, bolder, richer place in life. Give thanks in all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. When we take the scripture at its word, I tell you what, a whole new world opens up to us. Try it. Try it right now. Thank God in the midst of whatever you're experiencing. Know that not only this too shall pass, but also this too holds blessings. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my low family viewers. Let's go make this day count.